Picture this. You're a farmer in Iowa, and your $500,000 combine harvester breaks down at 6 a.m. on the first day of harvest. The nearest John Deere dealer is 2 hours away. Your own mechanic can't touch the software lockout, and the repair window books out 3 weeks. That was the reality for thousands of American agricultural operators, until this week, when the FTC changed the rules of that game entirely. Welcome to Intelligix HN Daily for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and we have a packed episode for you today, spanning everything from federal antitrust action against a farm equipment giant to a JavaScript runtime rewriting itself in Rust, to the EU voting on surveillance legislation that privacy advocates are calling a catastrophe.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Today's lineup genuinely has something for everyone who follows the intersection of technology, business, and the digital rights landscape. We're going to dig into xAI's Grok 4.5 release and what OpenAI's new benchmarking methodology reveals about how we're measuring AI capability, or possibly failing to measure it accurately. We'll talk about Microsoft's new Flint visualization language for AI agents, and we'll get into the weeds on why Bun's Rust rewrite is generating this much controversy in the systems programming community.
We're also covering Cloudflare's new drop feature, which has the infrastructure community buzzing. TypeScript 7's announcement, which is a bigger deal than the version number suggests, and why developers are increasingly walking away from GitHub in favor of Codeberg and self-hosted alternatives. Plus the story that led the Hacker News front page. Someone found obfuscated code on a Uniqlo t-shirt, and it turns out to be a fascinating rabbit hole.
We also have spider venom saving honeybees, Meta reusing old RAM with custom silicon, Unicode's transliteration rules being Turing complete, which sounds like someone made that up and absolutely did not, and a legitimately delightful story about building the only 2026 WO2-era Jeep in existence.
Before we jump in, a quick note for anyone new to the show. While everything we discuss comes from Hacker News, we're completely independent. We're not affiliated with Y Combinator or Hacker News in any way. We're not sponsored by them. We're not endorsed by them. We're just two people who think the community surfaces some of the most thoughtful technology and business coverage on the internet, and we want to help more people find it.
Which brings us to a genuine recommendation. If you're not reading Hacker News at news.icombinator.com, you're missing out. And more specifically, you're missing the comments. The front page links are great, but the real value is when a working kernel engineer explains why a systems blog post got something subtly wrong, or a founder breaks down their startup's failure with more candor than you'd ever expect. The community is exceptional. We surface the highlights, but please go read the source. Now let's get into it.